Quote by Frank Fontaine, one of my favorite characters from Bioshock. He said this: "These sad chaps, they come to Rapture thinking they're going to be the captains of industry, but they forget that somebody's got to scrub the toilets." Hi, this is Farhan at 452. I'm Dodo, and along with me is Sai. Today, we're going to talk about a thing that today we often call it as a social construct, and that is equality. Equality, the way I see it, is handing equal opportunities, handing opportunities of all kinds to everyone. Healthcare, education, water, food, justice, money, whatever. Everyone must get the social representation, political and economic representation in this society. So, Sai, do you agree with my definition of equality, or do you have anything else to add on to this?
Well, my definition of equality would be a little bit similar, but I would like to add that I think equality is how we see each other. It's like in terms of in terms of, like you very well said, opportunities, as well as what we think of each other also goes a long way. It's like, do you get it, Dodo? It's like the way I see you. I don't see you as an inferior person. I just see you as a human being, and you see me as a human being. So that's it. That's what equality means to me. So moving on.
Okay.
Let's talk a little about, have you ever imagined a world where everybody's equal? It's like in terms of respect, in terms of strength, in terms of opportunities. So how would a world be? Let's talk about that today. How would a world be where everybody is equal in terms of everything? What do you think?
In terms of everything, it's going to be very dystopian if you ask me. Now. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to just pick certain aspects of when you say equal in everything. Let's just say if we were going to say everyone was equal in everything, I'm going to pick wealth for starters. Now, if everyone is equal according to wealth, well, okay, now, it'd be good that no one's hungry, everybody has access to healthcare and so on and so forth. But at the same time, there's no business. There's, you know, in the end, if you have to move up to the top, if you have to be the best, there has to be someone at the bottom. As I mentioned in the quote by Frank Fontaine, right? That somebody has to scrub the toilet, right? So who's going to scrub the toilet if everyone's well off?
Exactly. And the economy of different countries and everywhere would come to a standstill. Because transactions would be happening, of course, but but everybody has everything. Do you understand, Dodo?
Yes, it is.
Like, how do you think economies will do? It's like, if everybody has everything, everybody is equally richer.
Yeah.
How would that be?
Well, in an economic standpoint. Yeah, yeah. There's something called the middle income gap, I think, where everybody is. You know, this a sudden rise of the middle class and everybody's well off. You know, people are moving above the poverty line. But at the same time, you know, there's a massive lifestyle change and people are losing the drive to work on forward because they're well off and they don't want to struggle anymore. And when you know that there is some sort of safety net in terms of financial stability or whatever you call it, then there is no drive to push you to do anything new.
Exactly. Also, qualities of empathy. It's like now that we have, it's like someone is poor or someone is doing well or better than someone else, like financially, you know, we're talking. So it's like someone helping people out. It's like people having that the qualities of kindness that we respect right now, and we respect and we nurture that, and we expect everyone else to do the same. So we wouldn't have that qualities. Does that make sense? It's like we wouldn't have those qualities to be, we wouldn't put them on a pedestal. Not that we already do, but we wouldn't respect it as much as we do right now.
Well, as much as I think you're making sense, but I think they would, you know, empathy would still be there, but it would be on a different context. Like, because now we feel bad for people, those who are not financially able, yeah, right? But in a world where everybody is financially able, I think we're going to be we will feel sorry for people for completely different reasons. You know, it could be,
it makes sense, because, Jodo. It's more like, yeah, it's more like we would emotionally be what do you say? Empathy would be towards people, maybe in different aspects.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We show empathy towards each other. It's like towards the one who's not doing so well. We show our empathy and kindness towards them, let's just say. And that is more financially, but everybody is like, when you just see it in the sense, how do I put it? It's like, in obvious terms, it all starts financially. It's like at the bottom, before we delve into emotionally. So what you're trying to say is that I think people will have empathy maybe in different respects.
Yes. I mean, see, now, I mean, look at us, right? I mean, there have been times where both of us complained of writer's block,
right?
But we didn't have to be poor or financially unable to be empathetic towards each other. I didn't have to be financially able for you to be empathetic towards me about writer's block, right? So, yeah, so empathy will be there, if you put it that way. Yes, well, if you say that, you know, being in a, you know, privileged surroundings, you tend to be more self-entitled and more insensitive towards others' feelings, then maybe you are less likely going to be empathetic. But otherwise, I think empathy will be there.
I would like to pay more stress to the point, like, obviously you did, it's like you did refine my point. The likelihood of empathy may go down, that's what I'm saying. It's like people caring about others' business, like others' business in the sense being empathetic in whatever respects there is, maybe that might go on, the likelihood to be empathetic.
But isn't that actually better if people will just, you know, mind their own business, as you put it?
No, that is there, man. But at the same time, see, it's like we both are friends, let's just say. So, like the same example, writer's block. So, at that juncture, it's like you are, let's just say, you're equal in all respects, like creatively and all. So, I don't really don't care much about you. It's like there's not much to talk about writer's block. Do you understand that? So, that's not happening right now.
Huh. But empathy,
even though we don't think about where we stand with creativity, because I don't think it's like we can count creativity in terms of equality. It's like, do you understand? You cannot count it.
Yeah, but we are empathetic towards each other because we are close, and we're close friends in the first place, right?
Okay,
so I can expect people even in that scenario to have friends, and empathy will be there. Yes, maybe if, you know, it'll take them time to have it or understand the value of empathy, but it'll be there. But I think there are more glaring issues that I think will happen if we are equal in you know, every aspect. The thing is, I to my understanding, if there is equality, then there is not then there is no diversity.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Exactly.
Everybody, yeah, there's no diversity, right? Let's just say in financial terms, right? We meet different kinds of people. Someone who's a billionaire, someone who's a millionaire, someone who just has a salary job, someone has a, you know, a poor salary job, not a good salary job, and other who's a beggar. Different kinds of people right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we are kind of compromising diversity. Now, I've used a poor example, but if we use equality on other terms, right?
Okay.
If we impose that everybody will be treated equally, do you even think it's possible?
Before we move on to treating each other equally, on the previous one which you said, it's like the lack of diversity that would be. Mm-hmm. I would like to add that it's like that there'll be a static mentality of people, because mm-hmm. now that we have, when we have people mm-hmm. from different type of, someone's doing better, someone's doing extremely well financially, someone is a poor and he's just making his ends meet. So there is the mentality of these type of different crowds is very different.
Hmm.
So that is something we wouldn't have if everyone is like equally financially.
I mean, just in the financial aspect.
Like you very well said, there wouldn't be a diversity of crowd. So it will also, the mentality of people would be very static. And world would be a dull place to live in. And that also pretty well explains your other point, like, people wouldn't have the drive.
Yeah.
And moving on to the point, like you said, it's like, is it really possible to treat people equally? And I think treating each other equally, it's like we all want to do that, but it's too idealistic.
Hmm.
Because that's more like a goal that we always pursue. It's like all our lives we pursue that. It's like all the world pursues that, and generations keeps pursuing that. And I don't think it's attainable to 100%. That's what I think. Don't you think it's all, like, don't, what do you think? It's like, don't you think it's too idealistic? And it's, do you think it's possible, like, to have 100% equality going on, to treat exactly each other equally?
Because, I mean, see, Sai, the way I see it, on certain aspects, maybe. Like when we talk about, you know, access to healthcare, justice, you know, good policing. But now, on terms of the way I talk to you, I'm obviously not going to talk to everyone, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yes. We all have this closeness with each other. It's like you confide in me, I confide in you.
Exactly.
This would not happen.
Not with just my friends. Other friends. Would you tell your secrets, any of your, you know, dark, bright, happy, any secret to your parents? Would you? No. But they are the one responsible for your existence, right? Exactly. That's the point. I mean, we have different, you know, priorities. We share, you know, we have different interpersonal relationships with our friends. And not just that, I am a different person mm-hmm. with you. And I'm a different person with someone else. And it's not that both are unauthentic. They're both authentic. It's just I am showing one side of myself to someone and the other side of myself to the other. But they're never equally good or equally bad. It's just a different experience.
So that's what it's like. It's not possible. It's like treating everybody equally is not possible. It's like only some respects that if we really do, world would be a better place. Like you said, healthcare and education is one of the other things we could really do. And many countries are working on it. And maybe we should also take point on providing it, because education is very important. It's like it shapes and runs the country, education. So that is something that everybody should have equal access to. And also like basic things that are required for survival, that are necessary for survival, to have a good place. And that again goes back to the thing of being, if all maybe all countries are financially equal, if all countries are stable and equal financially, then this is possible. Even though we might have a world where not everything is equal, but at least these basic amenities or basic sources of survival might be equal, like education and other basic needs. But to accomplish that, we would need
Wealth.
Equal distribution of like wealth in all the
Well,
countries that are.
yeah, we sound like socialists, you know that, right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's this other
Yeah.
thing, Dodo. I was thinking about this before, because when we are not equal, Dodo, this is something that really shook me. When we are not equal, there is individualism in us. It's an obvious point. I do understand. There is a point that
Yeah.
differentiates you
Yeah.
from others. It's like there is something in you, Dodo. You have something that is different from others. Maybe that could be something you're better than others or something you're inferior than others.
Yeah.
Because I very well think that we should also consider the things that we are not good at than others.
Yeah.
Because that's all that is something that differentiates us. Because we
Okay.
cannot be biased when it comes to assessing ourselves. So when you don't have that difference, something that differentiates you from others, then I think it would you wouldn't have an
To
identity.
an
It would
extent.
lead to an identity crisis. There wouldn't be what do you say? There
Yeah.
wouldn't be one Dodo. It's like, or one Sai. The
Yes,
uniqueness
and
of people wouldn't be there. What isn't Dodo that ticks? What is in
yeah,
Sai
I
that
think you're
ticks?
also
We wouldn't have that
pointing
factor.
out, to the biases that individuals have, right? Like you like hip hop more than any other music, and I love metal. So now the thing is, we are biased towards one particular thing more than the other, right? And not only this mistreatment of two non-living entities is also, bring some sort of, okay, you can say, inequality and whatever, but they also add to our personality, right? We like it, we don't like it. Maybe I can like this
Yeah.
food more than the other. It's just a preference. And if we not only just treat everything equally, and we are all inherently equal, the idea of probably there will be a complete lack of diversity. And Sai, what frustrates me these days, okay, everybody talks about equality, right?
Yeah.
We are equal, this and that, fine. But these idiots, okay, they think my equality is on this picture. There will be this one, one upper caste guy, one Kshatriya guy, one Vaishya guy, one Dalit guy, and maybe a woman. Right? And they'll forget that. Yeah.
I see where you're
Yeah.
going, man. The way you said, maybe a woman.
I mean, do you even see, women being treated as good as men? And I don't see that there is. I don't see that.
Yeah, man, of course. I have always noticed there is a big a gap or a void, man. Somewhere or the other, somewhere deep down, I always feel that
Yeah.
there's no equality between men and women.
I mean, we are
I don't
talking
think
about
so,
it, we are
to
getting
being
there,
very
but
honest.
it's not as fast as I thought we'd, make it.
And we are unable to figure out what's stopping us, because see, the thing is, when we have it figured out, when we know what's there, it's like we know what's wrong. It's like, suppose we are going on a road and we know what we are up against. These are the obstacles we have, these are the turns we need to take, and these are the problems that we will
Yeah.
face on the road, and then we can tackle it properly. But this is like you very well said, it's slower than you expected, and we are unable to figure out what the problem is. or a better thing to say would be accept the problem that
when I meant slower than you know I thought it would get. Let me rephrase it. It is an under it, you know, it's an understatement, and secondly, it's immovable. It's not moving. It's not moving forward, I think. Because now, you know, recently the, you know, Hathras incident happened, right? Right. See, I was never in a bliss that, you know, everybody was equal and this and that. But then, yeah, it's obviously. But in this case, this phase, you know, it's a bit glaring.
Yeah.
The reason is, now, if you were, you know, an upper caste, the top of the food chain in Indian society, right? Upper caste man first in priority, then, you know, in terms of men, okay? Upper caste man, then the second, the third, and the fourth. And we have not even mentioned the subcaste of each caste. Amongst the upper caste, okay, that's probably us, there is an illusion of equality, right? That feminism is there, this and that, whatnot. So we kind of blind ourselves to the, you know, suffering of others by using it, by using equality, you know, at least the term equality. We use it to blind ourselves from the suffering of others, which I found terrible to what's going on. And, you know, a bunch of groups suddenly came up and they were like saying, this is, you know, why are you making, you know, this a Dalit issue? This is a woman issue. Okay. Now, I agree. It is definitely a woman's issue. Not, there's no doubt about that. But it's Dalit's issue more, you know, in this case.
I do agree too. It has always been, as we say, it, like specifically speaking about the Hathras, if I'm not Hathras case, it has always been, always the elements of raping people, raping women has always been used as we were talking about it the other day. It has always been used
as a
subjugate.
It's a political tool. Others, it's a political
right
tool,
from history,
you know,
and it still continues.
The messed up part is they still think that it's going to work in this day and age. Okay, yeah, well, maybe it does, because we are kind of blinding ourselves to this fact. You know, there's this saying, right, that the only way a bad guy wins is when good people do nothing. Right. So before then, I mean, hopefully, I'm very glad that because of this incident, people are now talking about the atrocities of that the Dalits face on their everyday lives. But until then, we were completely, you know, I would say, or the majority of the people were completely oblivious to this, which is sad. Yeah,
and I would also like to add, like you said, people are doing anything. In the first place, we haven't assessed the situation properly. Like you very well said, they think that it's a woman's problem. Of course, it is to a certain extent only. Taking the case that we are talking about right now, if we really understand it's a caste problem, we really analyze and understand that it's a caste problem. So first we eliminate the differences that we have in the caste itself would solve the problem to a large extent. Then we could think about the other factors that might lead to those like same rape cases. It's like it is one of the most trending topics in our country right now. Too many rapes happening. Yeah. So how, and because a lot of people are a lot of people, all the leaders out there, they have no idea what to do. And most of the discussions that I have heard and many debates that I have seen, they have all been discussing, I don't know, they never get to the right point. That's what I feel. They never get to the bottom of it, and everybody's clueless. They're just talking about the effects that it's creating. I don't think they are anywhere near the solution.
You know, Sai, you know, these people who were saying about that. They just don't understand that, you know, I know it's a very messed up hypothetical situation, but if something had happened, something like that happened to a member of the upper caste, okay, the way the case would have been treated would have been completely different. Okay. Now, maybe the victim wouldn't have gotten justice, but at least the cops wouldn't barge in, kick the crap out of the, you know, the victim's parents, and then burn that victim's corpse at midnight on a field.
That wouldn't happen. Yeah. They wouldn't have, at least they wouldn't have the guts to do it. Or they wouldn't, at least they would be a little bit hesitant even if they were to do that.
It's very sad, man. We have to even compare between, you know, two kinds of incidents. But, you know, I don't know what to say about this side. And how can we treat these two, you know, situations as equal? I mean, who gets to decide that? Who is, you know, holding the weighing machine, right? Who is doing that? Yeah,
exactly. Maybe this is one of the things that might be on the bright side if everybody is equal. Like, if everybody was equal, we wouldn't have casteism going on. If we treat each other equally, maybe we wouldn't have these. The rape will be there. I cannot say it wouldn't be there, but at the same
time, I wouldn't say it would be to a minimum side. If you say equality is going to be there, let's just say if someone's a victim of the crime, you know, they will all get justice at the same pace. So if the government is corrupt, no one gets justice. And if the government's nice, then everybody gets justice. I mean, equality alone is not enough for a just community or a just society, I think. It has to be more than just that. I mean, yes, it is one aspect of it that ideally should, that many would want to get. I don't think it should be there because of the way people tend to treat each other, which is why I think it shouldn't be there.
It's a good place to start. Like very well said, equality in itself, only equality is not going to solve the problem. Maybe it's a starting point, and it could act as a driving force. It's like everybody is equal. Everybody is equal financially. Everybody don't have any caste issues. It's like no caste differences, nobody is big or small, and everybody treats each other equally. Maybe their mindsets might be very different from the way that is right now. So that could be a driving force for the better world that we are looking at. Maybe all the idealisms that we have might come true to a certain extent. Because firmly I believe that I don't think idealisms can be achieved 100%. And also, that there are certain idealisms that they really need to be idealisms, and they don't really need to come true, because we always need something to pursue. Don't you agree, Dodo? It's like we need 100% equality to be something to be pursued, and with the firm belief, because everyone knows, even you know, I know, and every individual out there knows that we cannot attain 100% equal world. We know that, but still we pursue it. So I think certain idealisms to be there to be pursued.
As I agree, I guess the pursuit towards equality into such an extent, to such a degree, which is admirable, is because the people who are taking it forward, right, they do not want to be ill-treated as others, right? But when we say equality, we do not say we did not specify that people have been treated equally. we could even say that people could be ill-treated equally. Then what's the difference? Yeah, right. So I'm seeing it in that context. So I cannot just say that equality itself is good enough. Because, okay, fine. Let me give you a scenario. Okay. I am this foul-mouthed, moron. Yeah. Okay. Who just abuses anyone and everyone I see. Okay. You, on the other hand, are this nice, soft-spoken man who treats everyone nicely. Right. Okay. Now,
okay,
we come, face to face. Okay. Every person we both have ever met,
okay,
has treated others equally. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been treated the same way as we have treated the others. Okay. But in our mind, okay, since I set this guy to F off, okay, on a certain occasion, I am going to ask you to F off on a similar occasion.
Okay.
Okay. But in your case, okay, in the similar equation, you asked someone, you just apologize someone, even if you didn't do anything wrong. And in this situation also, you are doing, you're just apologizing to me. And but I'm the one who did you wrong. So what's that about? Should you be equal then even? Should I, I guess I lost my train of thought, but I hope you know where I'm getting at.
Yes, of course, Dodo. It's like again, it all depends on the individual's perspective and what it's like. See, if we are in a world where everybody is equal, so maybe at that time we might have the same mentality here, but here it might be different. It's like I might be a little biased because see, a person being nice, for example, it's like you very well said, me being nice. Why am I being nice in the first place? Because whenever I become nice, whenever I'm nice to people, there's something I always get. There's always something to gain. There's something I believe. Whatever we do, every action that we perform, there's always something to gain or lose. So whatever we do, the way we behave, whatever makes us feel happy, that is something we pursue. Like me being nice makes me feel happy. So in that case, maybe I'll treat him equally. And you don't care. It's like you being, what do you say, not nice to people. Some way or the other feeds you something else. Maybe a sense of privacy or maybe a sense of superiority. So that is
something. Yeah, obviously.
You might like just for the sake of.
I brought it up as an example in the first place.
So that. Yeah. So. So that's what. So maybe in an equal world, it's a really good example that you mentioned. Maybe in an equal world, maybe both of us would have the same behavior there. And again, there is a very amazing point that you made. I was thinking about that point right now. When we are talking about equality, we also need to talk about not only the positive things. It's like how we treat each other equally in terms of, what do you say, all the materialistic things, the basic means of survival. You also said mistreating people equally. It's like how we discriminate people equally. That's also that's a really good point you made. And if in when we are talking about equality, if everybody is discriminated equally as well, it's like we don't I don't know how to put it. It's like people will find it more relatable if that makes sense. It's like if everybody is treated equally unequally, it's like if everybody's discriminated and stigmatized equally, every sections of the society are stigmatized equally. It's like the bias that I have against, example, I don't have biases, let's just say everybody does, man. So someone has a bias against someone else. If that is equal, I don't think it is possible. I just
put up an example as it is, right? Now, in the situation where you're the extremely nice guy and I'm the, rude moron here, right? Now we face off, right? Now something happens and I treat you like shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you kind of feel offended because no one has treated you that way, because you never treated anyone that way, right? But in my eyes, I am treating you the way I treat everyone, like shit. Is that justified? I don't think so.
It's like perspectives,
which is why I'm saying,
a lot of circumstances as well.
Since equality as a whole is very, subjective. Okay. Certain kinds of equality are fine, like financial equality, educational equality, in terms of healthcare access, justice. Given justice or access to at least the procedure of justice, fine. Many might not even get justice. Okay, but right, in those aspects, I'm completely pro equality. But if you say on a broader sense, I can bring very ridiculous, if not weird, hypothetical arrangements where it could be clear to us that maybe equality is not the only thing we need, and we need something more than just that.
Before, it's like, I would like to go back to your example.
Yeah.
It's like that what you said, it's like, what is justified? It's like, again, there is a difference. It's like, what is justified and the way we behave? If that makes sense. It's like, something is justified, like you said in a very well in an example. It's not justified that you treated me, like, according to the example, you treated me like shit, and I'm like, cool, man, okay with it. So, like I said, it's like, it goes into a lot of the perspective of the person who's behaving. It's like, that could be many circumstances out there. So, again, there is also a gap between what is justified and the way the person behaves. That is always there. That is something you cannot, maybe again, saying the same thing. Maybe if everybody was equal, maybe perspectives might be very similar of people.
Yeah. No, but
that
another
could be
problem
the case
I
at
have,
that time.
You know, with equality. Okay. The thing is, when you have things like respect, okay, you work hard, you make it to the top, and obviously you can be expected to be treated differently. And even if you don't expect that, you will be. Because a man that is, let's talk money even, okay? You start off as, a guy with 5 rupees in the city of Bombay, and then you come back with 50, 60 crores, maybe 50, 60,000 crores, right? Obviously, you will be respected in a different way. You might treat everyone equal, another billionaire and a beggar, but a beggar will probably not see you the way he sees his fellow beggar.
Exactly. And also there's a point of people deserving things. This is quite connected to it. It's like the same example that you took, someone with 5 rupees and he's not making progress. There could be a lot of circumstances out there. Leaving the obvious, it's like leaving the obvious, maybe he didn't get opportunity and all that aside. It's like the one who makes, like one who earns in crores, or maybe he does better at least in lakhs or thousands, he and someone who barely is making ends meet. Both of them, there is a big difference between, like you said, the way they are respected and the way they are seen in the society. And when equality comes into picture, it's like everybody is equal. Then what the same effort, the one who is earning more, the one who is doing more, of course, that's why he's earning more. The respect that he deserves and the respect that he gets is justified when there is no, it's like when it's not equal, do you understand? And when everything is equal right now, it's like the whole new world, like the dystopian world that you said, everybody's equal. There, I don't think it is justified. People wouldn't get what they deserve. And also people wouldn't do more. It's like when there is, like when everybody has equally, when everybody has commodities, everybody's financially equal. Everybody has equal strengths and weaknesses also. People wouldn't put in efforts, man. It would be a dull place. World would be a dull place. Nothing would strive. That wouldn't be
The person who's working hard has no incentive to work harder. Okay. And the person who's not working already is not going to work. Because that person knows that if he can sit and laze around, the hardworking guy is going to do well. I mean, we have a very good, you know, analogy. You've done a class project, right? Yeah, right? You and your team, right? One of you is the most hardworking guy and the other three are idiots. Okay? They'll, you know, or... Yeah.
That's the story. That's the story of every other
college,
project.
College. Okay.
Group in a school or
idiots,
a college.
But at least lazy poach, right? At least they're lazy. Yeah. So, you know, the lazy guys are just lazing around doing anything besides the project. And you're the one doing the project, putting the hard work. But since you are the only one who put the hard work, you can expect that you should only reap the benefits of the entire work done, right? That is, okay. So if you get, if the project gets 10 marks, right, on 10 on 10, you can expect that it is just you in the entire team, yeah, who gets that. But that doesn't happen. Everybody gets it. Right. So the thing, yeah. So if you were doing another project with the same team, right, you have lost the conviction to do any work. Because you know the, you know, these three assholes won't help you. Okay? Yeah. You're gonna do all the work.
Of course, okay? Not.
And they are also going to reap the benefits. While those three buggers are going to think that you are, you know, you're gonna do the work and we don't have to do anything. So what's the point of being equal in that sense?
Another bright side of equality is that, Dodo, it's like we live in a world where everybody wants to be better. Some way or the other, it's like everybody aspires to be better and everybody aspires to dominate. Everybody wants to be in power. This is something we could all agree on. Everybody strives to be in power. You could take any field. It's like everybody wants to be rich in some way. It's like people say that they don't care about money, but they need money to survive in the first place. Like, that, okay, there are people like Howard Roark in this world, like quoting from the book by Ayn Rand, The Fountainhead. There are people who don't sell their souls and who really pursue their passion and their own and have firm beliefs. But at the end of the day, everybody has that one thing. It could be materialistic or more, like, that's what Ayn Rand says. It's like she talks more about having moral principles and conviction. And that's, again, it's like attaining that and feeding everybody's ego and attaining that superiority or domination in the world.
Yeah, go on.
So that is going on. That is, no, let me complete. So each one of us is pursuing that. Each one of us wants to do that, okay? But in an unequal world, our pursuit is usually driven by our want to be a rich person.
Okay, maybe not rich, but to get something we don't have, let's just say. Yeah.
Exactly. To get something we don't have, or to have something more than others.
What we already have.
Or more than whatever, exactly, what we already have. So, in an equal world, I think that, like I said, it's like, those are the things that drive your pursuit. So, when we are in an equal world, where everybody has equally, it's like, let's just say everybody has abundance of their wants and needs. So in that world, I think equality could do this trick where you focus on the things that really matter. For example, it's like, let's just take the music industry, for example. It's like, not a lot of musicians make music just to make good music in the first place. Their idea of good music, the idea of good music,
fair enough,
is different for everybody. But in an equal world, the idea of good music would be same. Because some songs, even the one who makes a good song, and the one who makes a song that sells, knows that it is not up to the mark somewhere or the other. He validates his music by his audience, which might not be an assessing factor for me, but it could be for you. But in an equal world, we would both have our standards same, and people might concentrate more on what matters.
Okay.
Do you understand, if that makes sense? What really matters? It's like, okay, let's just take poetry for example. So I wouldn't write poetry that sells, for example. So suppose let's just say I'm taking poetry as a passion. So suppose I write 10 poems and I see that 3 or 4 poems do well because they rhyme well and they are catered to, they cater to the audience more, and it's not something that is coming out of me, but then I start writing poetry. Then I write.
Okay.
So in an unequal world, okay, the first case, I start writing poetry so that people like it. Okay. But at the same time, I believe that poetry is something that comes from inside, and it should be something that satisfies me. Okay. Now moving on to the equal world, it's like in an unequal world, I am pursuing my passion of poetry. I just say, but I'm not passionate about it because I'm pursuing it with to first satisfy my needs and then moving and wants and then doing justice to my principles and passion. But in an equal world, I already have my needs and wants satisfied. So here I can concentrate more on my
passion. Okay. Okay.
It's like it comes from within. It's like I can focus more.
I don't know, man.
What do you think about
the thing
that?
Is, see, good art. Okay, I know it's cheesy, but good art comes from experiences. Okay, now if you're in an equal world where everything is accessible, you're not having any unique experiences. You don't have to be sad. You don't just have to be sad or hungry to write good poetry. Okay, you can even write happy poems, but there has to be unique experiences. I mean, let's just say, okay, I mean, if you're going to go too literal on equality, right? Okay. I mean, can it be possible that both of us have, you know, equal amount, you know, equally good sex with that same person? But it's not possible. You have a different experience. I have a different experience. With the same person, different person. It doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
We have a different experience. And based on that, we write accordingly. Yeah. Sai, you also mentioned something about money. Okay. Now, see, I guess that, you know, the part of pursuing money. Okay. Again, we were mentioning about people, what they don't have. Some people don't have happiness, so they look for happiness. Some look for peace, so they look for peace. Some even give up money to look for peace. They go to Himalayas and, you know, maybe become an ascetic, right? But you know, but then it becomes, you know, that the pursuit of something is, it becomes the only thing. You don't want to experience anything else in that, in, you know, in the unequal world, right? You don't have happiness. You only want happiness. You are not noticing the other aspects of life, right? You don't have money, you only want money. You're not noticing the other aspects of life. I mean, there is joy and sorrow to every aspect of life, even in happiness. If there's too much of happiness, like, wouldn't it be weird? Yeah, it's static, it's static, and then you'll not like it anymore. So I guess the drive for, you know, going for whatever you don't have is great. But once you have it, then what? You want more of it, or you have to try something else? I guess the person has to, you know, decide. But Sai, before we move on, I want to put you, you know, I want you to give you one conundrum. Okay. So one very odd conundrum. And I think, you know, people go through this, you know, and we're going to talk through this via, you know, we're going to use the example of news media, right? Okay. Now, a journalist's job is to question everyone, right? To question what's going wrong. Another thing is,
yeah.
He is no, but now the thing is, he has to, you know, should he question the ruling party, in the incumbent and the opposition equally, or should he just attack the incumbent?
Exactly.
Because the media is also the part of the opposition. So the opposition's job is to attack the incumbent. But the media has to be equal. He has to pick the, you know, he has to pick on both the incumbent and opposition equally. But the media at the same time is the opposition, is also an opposition. So he has to work with the opposition, the journalists, and attack the incumbent. So what do you do then? In that case, if you ask my opinion, I think it doesn't matter what the opposition does right now. Okay, if it's something wrong, of course. But I would definitely attack the incumbent more than the opposition, because, you know, I mean I would prioritize more on that, right? Should, you know, because questioning the establishment right now is obviously important, because see, the opposition became opposition because he was rejected by the people. So does it matter if I attack him on some scam or something? Right.
Okay. So, German, that's a good point you made.
Yeah.
So it's a good scenario that we have at hand. It's like, I do agree to what you said. It's like an opposition is an opposition in the first place because they weren't good enough. So, I think there's more to it. So we should, when in the same scenario, I think when we talk about, we should attack them both equally. We should see what's wrong. What's actually wrong with the one that is like, let's just say the ruling party is on. It's like we have something wrong with the ruling party, we attack them. We have something wrong with the opposition, we support the ruling party and attack them. So I think it comes to neutrality.
Yeah,
you attack them both, depends on what's but wrong, the problem at
thing
hand
is, let's just say both the opposition and the ruling incumbent have done a scam. A very elaborate scam of two different sides. One did a diamond scam, other did a coal scam. Okay. Now, the thing is, I will attack the ruling party only because not only the ruling party is supposed to monitor the scams of his and also the opposition. What will I do by attacking the opposition? The opposition is not going to do anything about this because it's in the scam. Right. Neither.
Exactly. Yeah. This is what I said also. It's like it depends on the scenario, and it makes more sense to attack the ruling party.
I think in most of the cases it makes sense to attack the ruling party. Very rarely it makes sense to attack the opposition. And you know, often I find it weird when people say that, okay, they were saying when the opposition party was taking on the issue that was affecting the people, the ruling party suddenly says that, oh no, they're doing politics, right. And but then they don't, you know, they also kind of forget that what were they doing, you know, weren't they doing the same thing when they were the opposition at the same time?
Of course, man.
Yeah.
It's like getting yourself busted. And what you said earlier, adding more to it. It's like it's an amazing point. I would like to add more to it that you said. Hmm. It's like experiences, the lack of experience that people would have, which would lead them to which will really disable them to create good art or good music. It's like good music and good art is a mere product of everybody's experiences, and when there is equality, we cannot really expect that happening the way people see. There will be art, man, but we wouldn't have what we have right now. We wouldn't have the expression of the people experiencing different things, the way the people, like, basing it on our points of discriminating people equally and also treating them well equally, treating on a positive note, treating them good equally, or being kind to people equally. Still, they wouldn't have a diversity of experiences which shapes today's art.
Okay.
So that wouldn't be the case. So which is also why equality shouldn't be there, I think.
There's much to lose.
Because there's much to lose. It's like equality is coming.
But imagine how stale the art would be. Okay. Now, if people were treated treated equally, right? We'd have a set of films where everything's so happy-go-lucky, right? And people don't care. There's no reaction, right? But no.
Again, there also comes to this, like, sorry for interrupting. There is this other thing that comes into picture, like, everybody has equal strength.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not making mistakes in your art, and I'm not making mistakes in your art. And we very well know that sometimes mistakes shapes the art. It's like, sometimes mistake is the word, is the whole point of certain art forms. Or sometimes it just shapes it nicely. Or sometimes, let's just say you're making something. You're just making, you're writing a poetry or you're writing a book. And you think that there is a mistake in the art. And then when you reassess it, you reassess the whole thing. You explore something else. And suddenly that becomes the driving force of your narrative. Or that becomes the one aspect that your art became successful. But in an equal world, when everybody is equal, they don't make mistakes. Because we could say that people don't make mistakes, or they also make mistakes equally. Then again,
like,
we lose that point of art.
There is no varying degree of mistakes. I mean, even let's just say in a sports event, Olympics, everybody's taking the same amount of dope. And then all kinds of crimes. Okay, if all kinds of crimes are treated equally. Now, if you're caught, pickpocketing someone, if you're caught doing dacoity, if you're doing murder, everybody gets the same amount of sentence. Same sentence. Yeah. Either it's complete death sentence, you're hanging, or everybody gets like 10-day jail time. So, like, what's the point? Right. Somebody has to decide which crime is more serious than the other. Which is more serious than the other. I mean, something is...
Okay,
yeah,
that is there. We need to have...
I mean, see. I wouldn't say we are all capable of, differentiating some, the gravity of crimes and good things or bad things or whatever. But still, I mean, if, let's just say, a pickpocket and a murderer both get 7 years jail time. I mean, it's weird, right? It's weird.
Yeah. Again, the way the crimes are assessed would also be based on equality. Let's just say someone is murdering someone, okay? So the one who dies actually is out of the picture. So at that time, you could actually justify pickpocketing to be a bigger crime than murder. Because let's just say, the one who pickpockets someone, he's taking away some of his wealth. So which puts the one who is living in a position of inequality.
Okay, sorry.
In a world where everybody is equal. So that seems as a bigger crime than the one who is murdering someone.
You barely lose like 300, 400 bucks. Okay, you're not going to come to the streets.
Exactly. What I mean to say that. And an act of theft. That one point. When see, now it doesn't matter. Now 300 bucks or 300 rupees, whatever, doesn't matter. But in a world where everybody is equal, even 1 rupee or maybe, what do you say, maybe 300 bucks or whatever it is, would be a big deal. Because everyone else is having the same money, but you are the only one. That one in a billion, the one in the whole population of the earth who has 300 less, then that becomes a big deal. And then the act of pickpocket would be a bigger crime than murder or rape.
I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, I mean, see, we are in a country where, you know, GDP is not as important as some actor committing suicide. So I guess anything is possible. You know, I mean, you know, what do you say? A violation of human rights in UP is as it's not as important as an actor committing suicide. So I guess it's okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, totally possible, man. Totally possible. Anything is possible. Yeah, we are already, it's like we are already in a dystopian society right now. That's what my the other friend was telling me the other day. It's like anything can happen. It's like you don't have to do anything for a certain circumstance or for a certain outcome. Anything can happen because we're already in a dystopian society and it's getting worse.
Dunya hi vasapur. That.
Yeah,
like I don't know what else to say. Yeah.
Okay, talking about freedom, Dodo. It's like freedom is another one of the greatest pursuits of mankind. Freedom and every individual. Some way or the other, freedom is affected by equality. Is something I believe. So what do you have to say in that? It's like if everybody is equal, how would the pursuit of freedom be, or where would freedom be like? What would freedom be like?
Freedom wouldn't be there because everybody wants to be treated equally. Okay. Everybody has to be treated equally. Freedom wouldn't be there. And the
concept of freedom, the weight that we give, the focus and the attention that we give, like it is an important aspect
and
of our life.
To mention a certain kind of equality, there will be restrictions to everything. There has to be.
Would you like to say elaborate properly?
Okay.
Be specific. Doesn't matter.
Let me think here and there. Let me think of it. See. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So basically, okay, financially people are free. So the freedom, so now in the world that we live in, which is like not equal. So in that people pursue like stability. Mm-hmm. Financial stability is also a freedom. Where you don't really have to, you don't have the burden of a lot of tension goes away. A lot of problems goes away because you have enough money to support your family or to satisfy your wants as well as your needs. But in an equal world, that concept is not there because you already have the needs and wants satisfied.
No.
So we are not pursuing freedom there.
In that aspect, if you say yes, it's kind of there, but you're not exercising your freedom to earn more. I don't even think you're going to be allowed to earn more, because in that scenario where everyone's financially stable, like you said, right, there will be a complete redistribution of wealth. Okay, there'll be a complete redistribution of health. Now, in that case, a person who's earning well enough will have to, will have to give some portion of his wealth, a majority portion of his wealth to make sure others live the same way. So let's say, to maintain that equality, no one gets to earn, for example, more than 50,000. Okay. No one can earn more than 50,000. And everybody earns only 50,000. Not a rupee less, not a rupee more. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am the person who's earning like 10 lakhs. Okay. But my 9.5 lakhs are taken. Okay. And they're distributed to how much? 19 other people. Right. So in that case, there's a restriction on me on how much I can earn. And when there is a restriction on how much I can earn, there's a restriction on how much I can spend. Right. Yeah, there is a restriction.
Okay.
So,
that makes sense.
It's there, right? And, yeah.
Okay. You could say that when you cannot spend properly, it's like properly in the sense, It's like you cannot, let's just say we are all wired differently, because the amount of money that I spend might be different from what the way you spend. It's like it's not everybody spends similarly. So again, freedom, it's like very well, freedom, the importance of freedom that we give right now would be a lot different, would be a lot less in that world. But like what you said, the point that you made, it's like spending would also be restricted. Then again, people would, then again, freedom would still be there. Still, the idea of freedom would be there, but not as much as we have right now. It's like the way people spend. It's like you want to spend more, but you're unable to do so. So
I
the
mean,
that
just
freedom is
in
being
that
denied to you.
respect, in this is one of the aspects of that.
Of course, of course.
In other forms, even in freedom of speech, right? I cannot say certain
Yeah.
things to someone because it's going to offend somebody. Okay, because everybody has a right to be treated a certain way. If I say you that you're a good guy, and if I offend you, then I shouldn't say that you're a good guy because at that point my freedom of speech has been restricted because I can tell anything I want to you, but I just can't say you're a good guy, right? But the thing is, to exercise your absolute, sense of freedom, be it in speech or anything, you might, be it in speech actually, specifically, you will have to restrict, sorry, risk of offending someone, right? Because you don't know what will offend whom.
Yeah.
Do you know what will offend me? Anything can offend me. You don't know me in a certain scenario. You just come and meet me. You don't know what to tell me. Now, you might think telling one word is offensive, but to me, the word that you think is not offensive is offensive. Then I'm bringing a certain restriction to you, and you have to abide by that. And then I will learn of something that you get offended by, and you have imposed a certain restriction on me, and I have to abide by that.
There's a whole negotiation. It's like a subconscious negotiation. It's like things even out. That is there. That will happen. It's like things even out. It's like you, whatever the gains of it, will also be offended equally, because you'll be restricted. The same point you're making, it's like a little bit different. It's like see the way we offend someone also. We also when people are angry, when people are enraged and they want to offend somebody or they want to hurt somebody. So everybody tries to inflict more hurt than they have already. So again, when equality is there, things even out, because you feel the same hurt and the other
But
guy or
Sai,
girl also
is
feels the
there
same
a
hurt.
threshold? There's a measurement of threshold of insult. Is there? I mean, see, now both of us get angry if you're called a certain thing. Okay, let's just say you get angry if I call you a son of a
Yeah.
bitch. We have our triggers,
We all have our
but
triggers.
how triggered are we when we are triggered, right? Now, if I call you the word that triggers you, okay, you're gonna scream at me. But if I'm triggered, I'm gonna slap you. Even and then, it's very hard to treat someone equally. Now the thing is, in your eyes, you're yelling at people, that's a decent thing. And you yell at everybody who tells you the thing you don't like, right? And the fact that I slapped you because you told me the thing that I didn't like is wrong in your eyes. But in my eyes, it is right because I slapped everybody to the person who said the thing I didn't like. Again, I know it's a
Okay, to implement
previous
this,
scenario I'm
this is
repeating,
quite
but
interesting. No, it does make sense. It does make sense, because it is this is quite interesting. To there's a book by
1984,
George Orwell called 1984. There's a concept. There's a concept of thought crime. I guess you have read the book. So there is a concept of thought crime, because even thinking about it's like it pretty much fits into the example that you said. That there is like even thinking about the things that you are never going to do is wrong, and they catch you some way, and people are monitoring your thoughts and they just catch you. That's what like that's what that is the mention in the book. So that is something that comes into play. it's like we, if we want to have an equal world, then thought crime would be a thing. It's like,
okay.
1984 could be real, and also people wouldn't have the privacy of thought because 90% of the things that we think.
So I mean, really we can happen. Both agree that I mean, as vague we can be, but it boils down to this: if there is complete equality in the world, we all will be ill-treated equally.
The restrictions, exactly. The restrictions that we would be having would be more equal than the gains. Still, there will be some or the other conflict. Even the conflict would be equal. Okay, what's more interesting that occurred to me is that, see, just imagine. It's like everybody, this is more like a, this is totally hypothetical. It's like everybody would die at the same time. It's like, yeah, at the same time, in the sense, there'll be a threshold of living years. It's like humans live till, let's just say 65 and die, or 75 and die. Nobody dies before that.
Another restriction. It'd be crazy, man.
But that wouldn't happen.
Because somebody, okay, let's just say some guy who had a very hard time in the office and he got fired. Okay. Yeah. And, and because of that, no prospect seems good. His parents doesn't give a shit about him. His, his girlfriend dumped him for some reason. And now he had too many bad things happening on one single day and he wants to kill himself. Okay. But then he's 40 years old. But law doesn't allow him to die at the age of 40. He has to die at the age of 65. His right to die is gone. At the same time, I am this happy-go-lucky man. Okay, and I've just reached my 65th birthday. Right. That's it. And then, a bunch of people say that you haven't died of natural causes yet, so we have to shoot you. Like, what's that about? You die at the same time. Equality, right?
Yeah, man, that's always there. But at the same time, it'll be fun, man. It'll be fun. It's like a batch of whole. It's like, we would know. It's like, things would be very different because we would know. Let's just say, it's like, you and I are equal age. Okay. No, everybody born on the same day would die together, so that will be a different bond between the people who are born on the same day. That's something that would happen because I will find everybody who's born in my birthday and maybe bond with them. That's something a new thing that might be going on. Maybe there'll be a whole social media of similar birthday people bonding. I don't know, man.
We have population control, right? People dying on their birthdays.
But if you're
in the situation that you cannot live more than the age of 65, right? The thing is, there still won't be any freedom. Forget freedom to live beyond 65, right? You will be in constant fear that you will die at the age of 65.
Yeah, people will go. Yeah. It's like by default, people will have therapy right from childhood. No, I think there'll be a balance, Dodo. It's like, it is the price that we pay, that not because everybody has their own choices that people want to make. It's like, personally, I don't want to live longer. I don't want to see old age. And that would be my other fellow friends and other people who might want to see their old age. They want to make it till 100 and all. So maybe this is the price that we pay for a balance that we attain. It's like consistency in dying. Everybody dies at 65. Due to natural causes or not due to natural causes, like 65, yeah, exactly. So there is the, like you said, population control, and there'll be a balance that's going on. I might sound a little insensitive, but this is the price we might have to pay for that balance. And like you said, people might be depressed, or people might always fear, or whenever they are closing in on 65, they might be like, I'm going to go. And there might be, who are closing in on 65 might be in a similar frame of mind. That some people are happy, some people are really sad and depressed, some people are angry. So that might also even out, is what I think. Because people might be wired right from the beginning that off you go when it's 65.
But the thing is, who is the state or whatever the institution is to decide when I get to live, when I get to die? Okay, who gets to decide how much I earn, how much I don't? Impossible. I mean, that's my decision.
Okay.
On certain things. On certain things, in this case.
Exactly. Yeah. And going right back to where we started, it's like we started the whole discussion from the definition of equality. Like, your definition of equality did match my definition of equality. But if we dig deeper, if we take different aspects of that we talked about, if we take the aspects of financial equality, the way we treat each other, maybe that there might be a zillion different aspects. So that there might be that we might differ in the definitions of equality when it comes to that. So so like you said, who decides how many years people would live, or these are the things, these are the standards for people to always maintain. Because we need standards, right? Everybody will have the standard going on in everything, in every respect and aspect of life, for equality, to see a world where everything is equal. So who decides that? So it is, again, it's like to attain that, and it will always be an idealism, because the definitions might be different. It is different. The definition of equality for everybody is different in different respects. So we cannot find, or we cannot, finalize someone, or we cannot give the responsibility to someone to establish that standard and decide
that fact this
is how we do it. This is how
you, even if you put it on a vote, it's not equal, right? It's impossible. But on certain aspects, we can, you know, we can make some improvement. At least let's just say the chances of people from different communities to become, you know, the head of the state is the same, right?
Like you very well said, it's like a small analogy. It's like too much of joy. If we have too much of joy, joy becomes static. We don't understand sadness. It's the same thing. If equal, the abundance of equality, like let's just, like, hypothetically, some way or the other,
it's a boring, like,
the nature itself makes things equal, but it's not possible. And again, some way or the other, like we can agree, some way or the other, nature always, like, has a balance to it. Because balance and equality are very different things. We need to be like, it is a very serious thing to understand that balance and equality are very different things. And some way I think that nature has its own balance. It cancels things out and keeps things going with this bias, with a certain, what do you say? Not everything is equal for nature. It notes, it has its own importance. Things has its own importance for nature to maintain that balance, to keep things going on.
Yeah.
And again, the same thing. It's like certain aspects of equality would be sweet. Maybe that is something we should focus on attaining. How we treat each other.
Yeah.
And what we feel about each other.
Okay, well, we don't have to, we don't have to say that everybody's a good person. We don't have to be nice to everybody.
Exactly.
But maybe at least, if you're a cop, and two people from different backgrounds are seeking justice from you, you give both of them justice. Let's just say that.
Yeah, or let's just say you and I have bad blood. Or that is a basic thing that you have. It's like suppose we have friends, and let's just say, for example, you are a passive aggressive person, and we are having bad blood, and something bad just happened, and you're really angry at me, and I'm angry at you, and we are having this thing going on. So you should have this basic decency to not do something. Like, suppose you're about to get me fired from a job. So you should have this basic thing going on that, okay, this is the guy, do you understand? If I'm making sense, it's like everybody should have that basic level of humanity, or a basic sense. Like you very well said, you don't have to treat everybody nicely. You don't have to be nice to everybody, and you don't have to be You don't have to treat every other stranger like your best friend. That is always there, but we need to have a basic standards. Basic
yeah.
standards in
yeah.
terms of many things, like basic standards of
yeah.
kindness. And if that is there, if we can attain those aspects, things like the, like we talked about the Hathras case or other.
Hathras, yeah.
Yeah, other such gruesome things that are going on, crimes that are going on. Maybe that wouldn't happen. Or maybe in a much lesser count. Okay, Dodo. Is there any book you would like to, a book, a movie, or any piece of art that you would like to recommend whoever, like recommend me or recommend whoever is listening to this podcast?
I'll recommend this book by Munshi Premchand. It's called Godan.
Okay, what is it about?
Yeah. See, I mean, Godan talks about exploitation of all types. Upper caste exploiting the lower caste, the husband exploiting the wife in certain ways. The way people exploit each other. If you're a man of power or a woman of power, you are going to, exploit someone who is weak, who is the meek. And the various dynamics and in various ways that people from different positions of power, subjugate the meek is what Godan is about. And yeah, I guess that would be something people should read, I think. Because in Hindi class, people just read Premchand on a textbook.
Okay, so I would recommend a movie, if it's called Quiet Passion. So it explores it's more of a biography of Emily Dickinson, the most celebrated poet in the history of in American poetry. So what happens is the movie beautifully shows how unequal it was. It's like those times. Woman, it's like it was rude and it was immoral for a woman to write poetry and publish it. And especially Emily's father really loved her, but he found it to be, what do you say, to be immoral and not the right thing to do for a woman to publish poetry.
Okay.
So it is a good movie to be watched. And there is another one called 20th Century Woman. And it is also, it's like similarly, it also explores the inequality in like how they faced, how women of those times faced.
The struggles they faced, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess this is it. It's time for goodbye.
So we'll see you in another episode of Fahrenheit 452.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And take care.